You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Well, I have to share this with you because this was such a weird experience for me. And if you've had anything happen like this, please share and let me know. There'll be a link below that you can do so. So last night, I am in my office space, winding down, having a small bite to eat before I head to sleep, and I'm quite tired and like I'm hungry and I can't really figure out, you know, do I want to just go to bed? Do I want a snack? Do I want to watch TV? I say TV, but you know, the good old Netflix. And I was watching Touched by an Angel. A little corny, but yet, oh, so good. Oh, so good. So I'm watching the show. And all of a sudden, I hear this loud, startling crash in my kitchen. Like, almost sounded like a pan and a glass fall. It was so loud and it was so obvious that it came from the kitchen because the kitchen's only a few feet away. And I look over and I think, what the hell was that? How, for one, I'm like, how did something fall? Because I don't have the cats here at the cottage right now. And I hadn't been in the kitchen for a while, and I'm like, and I don't know what that sound is. That sound is so unfamiliar to me. I wouldn't even know what it was. So I go to investigate, and nothing is out of place. Nothing would have made that sound. I look in the fridge, I look in the cabinet, because I'm like, did something fall off the shelf? And then I think, you know, my neighbors are pretty close. Could the neighbor have dropped something outside that would have made that sound? But my windows were closed, the door was closed. So such an odd phenomenon. So I start researching what this could possibly be. And there was one, and I can't think off the top of my head what it was called, something head syndrome. Like when you are very tired and you're kind of drifting and you're in between, you know, like sleeping and waking, sometimes something can wake you up. I think that has happened to me before, where many years ago I was drifting off to sleep and I heard this loud bang. Like it sounded like a gunshot went off right next to my head. I think that's what that was referring to. But I, even though I was sleepy, I wasn't drifting off to sleep. I wasn't delirious. You know, I had a very light beer beforehand. So very aware. So that definitely wasn't it. And then I start looking, you know, searching on Reddit, and people are saying this has happened to me before. This has happened to me before. And the bizarre thing is that some of these people were saying that this has happened before, but their animals, their pets, or their husband or their wife had also heard the sound as well. When they go to investigate, nothing's there. So I also read something that really got my heart pumping. And even as a psychic medium, I don't really interact with what we would call ghosts. You know, the way that I work is quite differently than that experience. But I'm starting to feel as if there's something going on in my sweet little home. I've been feeling this for quite some time now, where I will smell cigarettes, or I'll smell a perfume, or my eyes will be very relaxed. I relax my eyes during Reiki sessions where they're open, but they're very relaxed. They're not really focusing on anything. This is very common, what you would call drishti in yoga, where you're not looking at anything in particular, but your eyes are unfocused. So when I do this, sometimes I can see what appears as energies. I've actually always been able to see energies, like an outline of an energy on a person when I was younger. So I'm starting to experience things a little differently. And then I watched, it's called Coming Home. It's on YouTube, and they're on Instagram as well. It is a channel all about near-death experiences. And so I just recently watched the most recent episode where this man explains his near-death experience. And usually, I would say 95% of the time, they're very, very positive. They're very common what these experiences are. But this one stood out because this man was able to drift in and out of buildings or homes, and he said that there were people there and they could detect that he was there and he wasn't really welcome. So to me, I'm wondering if, what is this phenomenon that's happening? And it's such a mystery and it's so hard to explain. To top all of this, I just recently bought another mirror. So I antique all the time. I go thrifting. I love yard sales. I love a good, an antique shop and an auction. Oh my God, I love auctions. So I just recently bought a mirror, and it's not super old. I would say maybe anywhere between 60s to 80s. And it has two little white hooks that were placed on it. And I thought, oh, I'll put this on my wall, which I had not done yet. But as I'm researching last night what the hell this sound could have possibly have been, someone had mentioned portals. Okay, that's what really got to me. I'm like, okay, now we're talking. And as much as I know, and much as I experience, and the clairvoyance and the work that I do, it still kind of startles you. It's more, I don't know if you heard that in the background, my house cracks and pops, and that's kind of normal. I'm used to those sounds. But when you're at home or in a space, especially alone, for that evening or whatever, and it's more psychological than anything, because I don't think that anything is going to physically hurt me. I don't think anything's going to overtake me. And I immediately prayed and I felt better. My other half made me feel so much better. He was so sweet. He comforted me. Even though it was really late at night, I'm like, I need to talk to you on the phone. And I immediately opened the windows. Okay. So that's a good tactic to use. I don't know if tactic is the right word, but I immediately thought, okay, I'm going to open my windows. And it was subtly raining outside. So the comfort of the rain, the comfort of the energy, the wind, the subtle air blowing through, that felt like, it cleared the space a little bit. But what do we do with these moments? And I think if they persist, and if they're consistent, and if you notice that these are happening often and they're making you feel very uncomfortable, I would suggest contacting someone that can help with energetically in your home, perhaps a feng shui consultant, or someone that could connect with the ghosts or the afterlife spirits that are there. You might call it different things, but I will say that this is not necessarily in my expertise professional column. So to each their own, right? And so I don't know. I feel better that it's light outside and I feel okay, but I'm wondering if, I guess the portals thing that, and the train just went off. I don't know if you heard that. It went, I don't know if that has something to do with it, but the things that I, so if this happens to you, if something startles you in the middle of the night, you know, you can ask for your angels to come in closer, or whatever you would like to call it. You can call it God, consciousness, your loved ones. You can ask to feel protected. You can ask to feel calm. You can ask to feel, you can ask to know what to do so you can shift the energy, open the windows, turn on the lights. You can turn on a show or a comforting movie. That's what I did as well. I turned on my Amazon Prime as well, because I went to the other room and I don't have a TV in this house. I just have my laptops. And so I started watching Funny Farm with Chevy Chase. Oh my God, that's such a great movie. It's so comforting to me. That was one of the last movies my mom and I watched together. So that brings a lot of comfort to me. So different things that you can do. But you know, it's just a phenomenon, and it is rather comforting to know that other people have experienced this as well. So even as a psychic medium, even with all the knowledge that I have, even connecting with loved ones that have moved on and passed on, it can still startle you when you're in your waking life and something like this happens. So, you know, I'm going to do some cleansing today. Perhaps I will meditate and ask for more guidance. I do feel that my home is very loving. And I put so much love into this space. And so I'll continue to do that. But let me know, has something like this happened to you? I've had other things similar, but nothing like a loud sound that was audible. This was not a clairaudience. This was an actual physical audible sound that if someone was also in the space with me at the time, I do believe that they would have heard it as well, especially since I read that other people had heard what had happened to them as well. So anyways, I wanted to share that with you. Quite strange. Certainly not trying to put any type of fear in you. I'm going to keep the mirror. You know, it kind of reminds me of when one of my good friends was here many years ago. My friend Kim, I love her so much. I bought a mirror a long time ago and we were trying to figure out where the hell to put it. And just figuring out where to place this other mirror, this is a separate incident, we started feeling so freaked out. We got such a freaked out feeling about these mirrors. So I don't want to freak you out, but you know, just be mindful, because I do think that mirrors certainly have energy, especially if they're older mirrors. You know, and mirrors in themselves are, they're just a mystery. And what are they? You know, it's obviously a reflective service. Oh, that's a new one. Surface. A reflective service. Freudian slip, but also maybe something there as well. So, I don't know. I'm going on and on. I just checked to make sure that this was still recording, and it is. You know, the little cracks, the little creaks that happen, you know, I think that that's normal because the weather fluctuates and your house is in a way a living entity. It's a living, breathing space. But there are so many different things that you can do. One of my recommendations, who I absolutely adore her, her name is Tess Whitehurst, and she has written so many lovely books on clearing space, good energy, positive energy. Also, Deb from Enchanted Botanicals, she's wonderful as well. She is also all about magic and how you can transform your space as well. I recommend those two lovely ladies as far as clearing space. And honestly, like, this type of thing happens, I think our experiences happen to give us a new perspective, but also to open us up to what there actually is. Not necessarily to scare us. You know, you can always ask for the light to help you feel better. But I do think that the things that happen to us, or for us rather, is to help us expand our consciousness and to expand the mystery of life, which is so fascinating. I mean, mystery is just fascinating. If we knew everything, all the answers to everything, honestly, I think life would be pretty damn boring. My mom would always say that. She was like, Tabitha, if everyone was the same, life would be so boring. And she's so right. She also says to use your imagination. But in these incidences, I would try not to use your imagination too much, especially in the moment. because that's where you can kind of get into trouble as far as like freaking yourself out. So I don't know. I could keep going on and on. I don't drink coffee that often anymore, and I had a lovely cup of hazelnut coffee in my black mug, my black cat mug. I've been working in the garden, and I am so excited to update you with photos of what I've been doing in my lovely English cottage style garden. Oh my gosh, it's been a dream of mine since my mom passed away. Oh, I've been feeling her love so much, and I have so many good ideas. All she talked about was wanting to be in the garden, and especially near, you know, before her passing, which was so ironic, right? She's like, I can't wait to get back to gardening. She passed away in the wintertime, so she was excited to get back to that. And there, we have so many stories of, you know, when someone dies, or has a near-death experience, rather, they talk about this beautiful essence of feeling like they're in this gorgeous garden. And how ironic is that, right? How strange and beautiful is that? So, going off on a different avenue here, but you are safe, you are safe, you are safe. And if you feel you need to reach out, I am here as well to offer you loving, healing messages from your own soul, from your own spirit, to help you confirm the path that you are on, to give you messages that are here to empower you, and all is well. So as always, pay attention to your intuition, take action upon its loving guidance, and trust the unfolding of your very own magical path. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.